here at CU Directs Drive 19 in lovely Las Vegas. And look who is with me, Lisa Huertas from Texas Tech Credit Union. And you guys had a good run in the NCAA tournament, but that last 50 seconds. But you did, I think you exceeded all expectations, especially from the fans' point of view. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody's really proud in Lubbock, Texas, for sure.
Exactly. And great place, by the way. I've been there, done that. It's a great place. So good stuff. All right. Hey, we're talking about your consumer lending panel that you were on just now. How did that go? What was talked about in there?
It was amazing. Yeah. For us, so we were a $200 million credit union, and we were on a panel of everybody. The smallest one was a billion and up. You know, so but talking about strategy, relevancy, changes in lending practices, it was just a really exciting conversation, I think, for both the panelists and the audience. So it was really enjoyable.
I heard you have a story to tell from your credit union's perspective in this area. Can you enlighten us?
Sure. Well, I think we were kind of. We're kind of like our basketball team. We're the surprise. So I would say most people are like, wait, you're $200 million doing what? And so for us, our story is unique in that we just really had a passion to excel and to have success in this market. But trying to do that at a $200 million level, we were $100 million when we started this strategy. And we just really believed in transformation. And so we've transformed our branches. We've transformed our relationships, vendor relationships, our digital strategy. We've brought in two BI gentlemen to bring all of our data warehousing together. We have created one of the first on virtual banks where we have virtual lenders to be able to have a video conversation in the same engagement where you can read and sign documents. And so we really transformed everything that we do, and we're doing it at the size that we're doing. So I think that's where the surprise came for our story.
I think HGTV should have a new show called Credit Union Makeover, because that sounds like what you guys just did.
It pretty much is. Oh my gosh. In every area. So both our branches and our digital space. And it's an exciting time to be at Texas Tech Credit Union.
No doubt. So why did you guys go through this? Is it kind of setting the foundation for the future and for future growth, and especially the digital aspect of it?
You know, so I actually met Texas Tech Credit Union. I was did strategy consulting for banks and credit unions, and so they were a client of mine. And so I met them on this journey of transformation and had a lot of conversations about it. And so I actually remember sitting in the room with them feeling a little bit stressed out for us, because I hadn't joined the team yet, and I was just like, are you guys okay making all these investments and making all this change at once, you know? And they're like, yeah, we're good. I'm like, wait, how are you good? Yeah. And they just said, you know what? We know what the future would be if we do nothing. We are going to choose this path, and we're going all in. And that was, and the culture, the climate of this credit union was so attractive to me, just even from a partner standpoint, that being able to come and join the team and what we're doing here, transforming the lives of our members, our branches, our digital space, and being able to compete with Wells Fargo, B of A, and everybody else, because we're able to invest in this kind of technology.
What a great philosophy. I mean, if we do nothing, we get nothing. But if you do this path, you're gonna reap the rewards. And it sounds like that's what you've already doubled in size since, I guess, you started this path.
So. Absolutely, wow. Yeah. It's been super rewarding for us. You know, and just some of the opportunities that we've had to get into relationships with vendors that are producing incredible technology, but then having our own in-house talent to take those ideas and bring them to fruition has been amazing for our team. Our, you know, just even some things that we're doing that are kind of groundbreaking are some of our experiences weren't quite what we wanted them to be in the digital space. So we partnered with a company called WeTap, where we can actually top layer the experience and create the experience that we want digitally. Okay. And so that's produced some really interesting results. One of the things we did, since we're at a lending conference, is we created an experience with our application, because one of the things we were feeling we were losing out on is the sales of ancillary product. Because we didn't get to sit across the desk from someone. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to kind of hedge those bets. So we top layered this experience so that they, the member, when they go and before they fill out the application, they're already bought into the package that they want to choose mm-hmm. and the payment that they want to mm-hmm. make. And so we saw our ancillary sales go up dramatically in our first engagement. So we went from about $549,000 mm-hmm. a year in ancillary mm-hmm. to $970,000 last
wow,
year.
Another almost double.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're about 1.1 to 1.3 this year is mm-hmm. what we're scheduled to book for. Okay. And for non-interest income, that's an incredible thing for us mm-hmm. at our size.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. You guys are knocking it out of the park, literally. So, yeah, so what advice do you have for credit unions who may have been in your same position back when you were 100 million and looking like, hey, you know what, which path should we take? So what advice do you have for folks out there who are like, we're in the same position they are, let's do something about it?
Well, I think nobody's story is going to be the same.
Right.
So you have to know who you are, mm-hmm. who you want to be, mm-hmm. and what you're trying to solve. So when you learn those things, know your why, that's a big, you know, buzzword, oh, yeah. but seriously, yeah. know your why. Mm-hmm. And then turn that into a strategy, and you've got to be committed to it. This is not a dip your toe in the water kind of a thing.
Oh, yeah.
This is find the strategy, mm-hmm. commit to it,
yeah.
make tweaks quickly when you see something isn't working, but really commit, and you've got to have commitment. We are so blessed to have an incredible board and executive team that's on all of this and has supported us through every stage of this. Not a lot of boards would be like, wait, you're going to do what?
Mm-hmm.
And they really have been amazing at standing with us in this journey. And so that's something that's been really powerful for us
wow.
as well.
But you guys are reaping the rewards. You guys see the results
yeah.
and they're tangible. So there's proof in the pudding, so to speak, that this stuff works. You know, when you commit to a path and you go down it, it works.
Well, and we have a long ways to go, and
sure.
sometimes it's a little bit scary,
sure.
you know, but I would say that I just appreciate our team. They're courageous, and they are really committed to this strategy mm-hmm. and where we're headed, and we
mm-hmm.
believe in what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in serving people.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have that kind of passion on your team, it's easy to weather the stress.
Okay. Can you do us all a favor and start speaking at more conferences about your story?
Sure.
Because it's amazing, and it's inspiring, even for a credit union who is 10 billion or a credit union that's 10 million. I think it's inspiring that you can do it once you set your mind to it, right?
You really can.
Yeah.
And I do think that there is an application for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I get inspired telling the story. I get to go home and go, I'm excited. So
that's awesome. That's a great message to end on. Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Good job. Keep up the good work there, all right?
Appreciate
and go Red Raiders, all right?
Heads up.
You got it.